I'm Matt Toludo on Iron FM, and this is A Moment of Faith. I recently read a post on Instagram from Toby Mac that read, "Impossible is God's starting point," which is pretty exciting for fellow believers because it reminds us that there really are no limits to what God can do, what he offers, or what his inventory closet of favor has in it. Just like we're told in 2 Corinthians 9:8, "And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in your every good work." But it's also a reminder that we should bless others abundantly too, whether in our tithes or being helpful to others. God loves it when we actually enjoy giving, and giving big. As one psalmist put it, he throws caution to the winds, giving to the needy in reckless abandon. And for those that still don't believe yet and are living worldly, this is what they need help in understanding, because everything according to their beliefs has limits, worldly limits, a maximum, a certain amount that you can't go past. 2 Peter 1:3 says, "His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness." Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." Did we all hear that? God has granted us all things, and he's going to supply every need. Not some, not a few, not until he runs out, because God doesn't run out like your local convenience store might. God lives in the supernatural, and the supernatural doesn't have limits. Much like 5 fish and 2 loaves of bread knew no limits when feeding 5,000 people with even more left over. Whatever your goals are, whatever you're dreaming of, as long as it's not self-serving and it glorifies him, there is no limit to what you can achieve. Because again, impossible is God's starting point. I'm Matt Toludo, and that's another Moment of Faith on Iron FM.